Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what up, Maryland and surrounding areas?
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
It's halfway through the week, which feels good, but damn it, this feels like a tired Tuesday really bad, doesn't it? I woke up this morning like, huh? Like, my body's... We haven't had like a normal week since the year started with all these snow days and like cancellations and
it's just
holidays.
Giving winter. It's literally just winter. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to get back to the normal swing of things. You know what I mean? January is always kind of funky, though, isn't it? All right, would you rather Wednesday? Give you two scenarios that are both unfortunate. You choose one or the other and tell us which one you chose and why. With this cold weather, your would you rather Wednesday is, would you rather it be 7 degrees for a month or 107 degrees for a month? Would you rather do 7 degrees for a month?
So basically live here or Vegas?
Kinda.
I mean, yeah, man. That's what people's lives are, you know what I mean?
So which
doesn't
one
doesn't Arizona
pick,
get that hot too? Stockton, California gets hot as well. I'm
Maryland
not gonna lie.
Maryland gets that hot now. Hell, Maryland summers get up to 102, 103 now.
Yeah.
So which one are you gonna pick? Would you rather, and we'll add humidity into that as well, on both sides. So would you rather have a month at 7 degrees or a month at 107 degrees? 410-583-1065. Jessica?
I'd say month at 107, just because, and I think I'm speaking from a 6 o'clock club member as well, it's harder on us when it's this cold in the morning. Like, just that walk to your car, it's harder to get out of bed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would say 107 for the month.
Hands down. Hands down, 107. Yeah, I lived in Phoenix for a couple of years where it was 122 some days, and I will still choose 122 over this, right? But some of y'all, listen, I'm curious because some of y'all love cold weather and like you will ride for cold weather to the day you die. So.
It's true because you can always layer up, always. But if you're hot, there's really nothing you can do about that but stay inside.
You can only get so naked, you know
right.
what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Maryland schools have announced another day of delayed openings for Wednesday, January 22nd, due to weather conditions. The following school systems will experience a two-hour delay. That's Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. Queen Anne's County will experience a 90-minute delay with morning pre-K activities canceled. I posted a link to the full list of school delays and latest updates on our Facebook page and Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
We talked about it yesterday. You know, like, if you're a parent and your kid's school gets delayed just because it's cold, not because it's snowing, how are you feeling about that? And I got a lot of messages that I kind of forgot about. Like, a lot of kids got to take the bus.
That's
and,
the
like,
thing.
Stand outside.
Exactly. So that's the main thing where that's like way, way too
terrible.
Cold for them to be out. You know what I mean?
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Number two.
Chick-fil-A's heart-shaped trays are back for Valentine's Day. Perfect for Valentine's Day, Galentine's, or just because. Chick-fil-A heart-shaped trays can be filled with fan favorites. They've got nuggets, chicken minis, chocolate fudge brownies, or their chocolate chunk cookies. So those are going to be available starting January 27th through February 22nd until supplies last, or while supplies last. And the heart trays can actually be purchased online or inside the Chick-fil-A restaurants.
Number one.
It is time for our annual NSYNC reunion update, and this time it's coming from band member Joey Fatone, and he's weighing in on the possibility of an NSYNC reunion. So Fatone recently told the New York Post, quote, "We have to have a conversation. That's really what it boils down to, and we're going to hopefully do that pretty soon." While they've done a few small things together over the last few years, including their most recent appearance on Justin Timberlake's latest album, fans have been waiting for a more solid reunion, especially with the 25th anniversary of their album No Strings Attached coming up this year. Many are hoping that maybe we're going to get a big announcement soon. Also, in the last couple of days, the guys surprised Justin Timberlake at his concert. Yeah. So they just posted a group pic as well. And that's also adding fuel to the fire of fans wondering if some kind of announcement is going to come soon.
Y'all got to get over it. Y'all just, we, and by y'all, I mean Me, like all of us, like we have to get over this NSYNC reunion. It's never going to happen. And honestly, these little teases that they give us are getting lazier and lazier. Like that was the most non-committal. It's like, well, we might get back together. Well, honestly, we need to even talk about it. We're going to probably get talk about it one day. But right now we're not even talking about it. It's like, we hold on to hope. But like, come on, dude, it's not.
I don't care. I'm always going to talk about it. Talking about an NSYNC reunion to me is like doing my taxes every year. I'm going to do it.
Annually.
My annual.
We have to.
My annual check-in.
As millennials.
As long as I am alive, I will always, always discuss an NSYNC reunion possibility. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Stay warm.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
You can play this game along in the car as well. It's a trivia game that's worth $1,000 in free gas. And hopefully one day you call, you get through, you're calling number 10. Like, who's this? Hi.
TJ.
What's up, my guy?
Hey, TJ.
Hey, how you doing?
TJ, man, you're in. You're calling number 10. You ready to go?
Yep.
We got $1,000 up for grabs. And a good day for it, too, man. It's delay day, so like we're glad you're here. We'll go to Jess. We'll explain the rules, and then we'll play for this $1,000 in free gas. Jess.
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there is time at the end. TJ, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the name of the point on Earth located on top of the globe?
North Pole.
Correct. Question number two. What is Tupac's last name?
Shakur.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the punctuation mark that looks like two small dots, one above each other?
Semicolon?
It's not a semicolon. Oh, you almost
colon.
It's colon, man.
No!
It's a colon. I know. You
man,
had it.
Screw punctuation.
Hard, those are always hard, though, man. Those are always hard.
I figured. I'm sorry. That's my stupid.
Hey, no.
No, are you kidding? No. Dude, I literally. No, you did so good. There's no way. When I read that question, I'm like, huh?
We have to.
That is such a hard question.
We know the answers because they're written down in front of us. If not, I don't think I'd get anything right.
I still don't know the answer. I'm like looking. Wait, what is the. I can't. I forget the difference.
Which one's which?
Between the colon.
Well, semicolon's the one that's like an apostrophe, and then it's also the dot, right? So, yeah.
Dang it! Oh, man. No, dude. You did amazing, and I really hope. Let's see if you would have gotten these, okay? So,
okay,
question number four. In the movie Castaway, what is Chuck Nolan's profession?
This is tough.
He worked for FedEx. The only reason why I remember that is because I remember the FedEx cars in the movie. My dad was pissed because he worked for
UPS.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I forgot.
He was on that.
That's tough.
Question number five. Which letter becomes between G and I?
H.
H, yep.
There you go, yeah.
Question number six. What musical is set in 1960s Baltimore about the dance-loving teen Tracy Turnblad?
Yeah. Musical guy.
Hairspray. That's Hairspray.
Yeah.
And question number seven. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And question number seven. What is the chemical symbol for oxygen on the periodic table?
Oxygen. Yeah. H2O.
That one's O.
Yeah, O. Just O.
Oh, just O.
Yeah. But you did pretty good, man. You should be proud of yourself. This one was kind of hard.
It's all good, too, because tomorrow we'll come back. We're going to do the same game all over again, different questions. 7 trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas. We appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
Hope to talk to you soon, TJ, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate, a delicious combo of cocoa and cinnamon spice. Perfect way to warm you up on this cold day. Only at Dashin.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number 3.
With another inclement weather closure Tuesday, the Howard County Public School System will add 4 of its 5 scheduled makeup days to the end of the school year. So the last day of school for students was originally scheduled for June 11th, but following a 3-day closure earlier this month and then yesterday's closure due to ice, the final day will now fall on June 17th. Howard County, along with the following school systems, announced a 2-hour delay this morning that includes Baltimore, Carol Cecil, Frederick, Harford, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. I've also posted a link to the full list of school delays and the latest updates on our Facebook page and Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Somebody we haven't talked to yet about this whole situation when it comes to all these snow days we've been having or just delay days is like teachers. Teacher, how are you feeling about this? How does this affect you? Maybe not at all, but kind of curious how the teachers of Maryland are dealing with these off days. Maybe you like it this way. Maybe though you're like, man, four extra days at the end. Is it better? Is it worse? You can text us 410-583-1065.
Number two.
Netflix is getting more expensive again. Netflix prices are going up for the first time since October 2023. Even the ad-supported plan is being hiked up from $6.99 to $7.99. The standard ad-free tier is jumping by $2.50, now $17.99. The premium plan is going from $22.99 to $24.99, and the cost of adding an extra member to an account is going up by $1, so that's now going to be $8.99. Netflix says, quote, as we continue to invest in programming and deliver more value for our members, we will occasionally ask for our members to pay a little more. It's not clear when the prices will go up. You know, when I saw that, you know what? If y'all are rising prices, I better not see that little buffering red circle.
No,
not for one second. And I saw that stuff this weekend.
Where's Euphoria season 3 or whatever? Like, where's that? Like, where's our shows? Where's our shows?
But it's the live events. It's the live events that Netflix does.
Everyone always complains
about
it.
And everything's all messing up. So why are you guys like, what in the world?
And by the way, adding to the story, Netflix has a record high membership right now. So it's not like they're hurting.
Yes, no.
This is like the best it's ever done.
They're wiling out right now.
It's just never, y'all. It's never going to end, unfortunately.
Number one.
Justin Baldoni's legal team plans to launch a website sharing evidence to counter Blake Lively's claims of sexual harassment and retaliation on the It Ends With Us set. In response to Lively's December 20th filing, Baldoni's team released footage showing the actors joking on set, including moments Lively referenced in her accusations. The video he shared online shows Lively and Baldoni filming a slow motion dance scene for the film with the actors joking out of character. In the footage, Lively jokes about possibly getting spray tan on Baldoni, who laughs and responds that it smells good. This video is seemingly meant to push back on Lively's claim that Baldoni made inappropriate advances during one of the scenes. He recently filed a $400 million lawsuit against Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, alleging defamation and extortion. In response, Lively's legal team criticized him for releasing this instead of presenting it to court, and they claim that the video actually supports her allegations of inappropriate onset behavior, including unwanted physical contact and remarks, which occurred without consent, prior discussion, or an intimacy coordinator. Did you see these videos?
No. But, like, what's the point
of releasing
it? What's he trying to... I mean, like, what's that going to do for you? Just make you feel better? Like, I just don't understand why you're going through all these... Sometimes, to me, when people are screaming too loud, you're almost like, what? Why? Like, if you're innocent, move on. Mm-hmm. You know, why are you making these websites? Why are you releasing this footage? Doesn't it seem kind of weird?
Okay, so you think that it's like, it's not so much proving your point into making you look sleazy.
I just think it's like, why are you, even if you're trying to prove a point, for what reason?
Yeah.
Like, for what? Like, this story needs to just die out. Like, y'all need to go figure this out.
Like, wait until court.
Exactly. Figure it out in court. But, like, smearing his name, smearing her name, it's just like,
it's getting really messy.
What are y'all doing?
And I will say, though, again, there are so many things said on both sides that I don't think anyone's really going to know concrete what was going on until it gets to court. However, what I don't like the conversation that's being had, and especially all these people saying stuff online where they say, like, she looks fine, right? Like, she looks like she's participating. No. That's not fair.
No.
Because there's a lot of times where women are put into situations where they don't want to be in. And then just because it looks one way to you does not mean they're feeling comfortable inside.
To be fair, men and women.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. No, absolutely. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
My name's Carter. I'm 11 years old, and I'm calling from Bel Air. What do you say when you lose 25% of your roof?
He said 25%.
I don't know why that's
correct. Wait, did he say
so
roots or roof?
Roof. What do you say when you lose 25% of your roof?
It's time for kid jokes.
That is, Carter, that is so wildly specific.
I know.
You guys, as we go, we've done this bit for, I don't know, what, 4 years now? The jokes are getting wildly specific now, but let's get into it. Welcome to Kid Jokes, a very cold edition of Kid Jokes, where we can actually use your help. What is this, Jess?
Kid Jokes is a lot of fun. It's your kids on the radio telling us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them, but it's a lot harder than you actually might think it is. So we always think it's a lot of fun. You know, try to follow along in your car and see if you can get as many, if not more, than we do.
If you're a funny kid, 855-KID-JOKE, 855-KID-JOKE. Tell us a joke. We try to solve it. Carter, I'm sorry. One more.
What do you say when you lose 25% of your roof?
What do you say when you lose 25%?
Is it something like raise the roof, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I need to raise the roof. I need to rate maybe because you've lost it. Okay, I think that works.
Oof.
Oof? Okay. Oh, I got it.
What do you say when you lose 25%
yes,
of your roof?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Very specific, but good. 855 kid joke.
Hello, my name is Kaden. I am 8 years old, and I'm from Millersville. And my joke is, why did the dog jump into the pool?
Why did the dog jump into the pool?
Yeah, what happened? Why did the dog jump into the pool? Doggone good jumper. That's it.
Why would the dog jump into the pool?
He was
He
wanted a doggy paddle.
Because he was a hot dog.
Hot dog. That's cute, Kaden.
Yeah, that's good. 855 kid joke. Call us funny jokes and we'll try to solve them as educated adults.
So this is Jordan and Shayna, 11 and 8. Calling from Pikesville, Maryland. Our joke is, why did the cell phone get glasses?
Why did the cell phone get glasses? Something about reception, right?
Had bad reception, glasses.
Wi-Fi, hang on. Reception.
Let's think of this. Like, I'm thinking glass, cell phone, glass. You know, like the glass on your cell phone. Like, maybe because it's cracked. Something about cracking instead of, like, thinking glasses. Like, I don't...
Because she lost all her contacts.
That was smart. That was a good one. Good job. Good job,
today,
Jordan and Shayna.
Wild. What? 855 kid joke.
Hey, it's Ella. I'm 11 years old and I'm from Maryland. And my joke is, why can't dinosaurs eat fish even if they can?
What? What does that mean? I feel like this has to be a riddle, right? Why can't dinosaurs eat fish even though they can? I immediately think of like the T-Rex in Toy Story. Like he can't reach it because of his arms.
Yeah, because he can't reach it, right?
Because they're dead.
Ella. No.
Wait, why can they eat? Because they're dead. Yeah, okay, I guess that makes sense. y'all are wild this week. 855-KID-JOKE, you want to hop in? Is there anybody listening right now whose ATM PIN number is 1234? And like, we're not going to rob you, okay? But like, I'm just genuinely curious. Anybody listening right now, your ATM PIN, you're like, you know what I'm going to go for? 1234. It seems a little too trusting to me. Now, before I make fun of you, also, I just thought about this. My PIN for Amazon Prime to actually buy videos, for some reason I have a PIN on there. Hmm. It's 12345. So like, I get it. You're not talking to the most password protected guy in the room right now.
I know. That's another thing too, where I feel like it's easy. You think it would be easy to make fun of a lot of people that do this, but I think sometimes if you're in a rush like that, like you don't really,
no.
you're just trying to watch a movie on Amazon. You don't care.
If anyone wants to rent movies under my name now you have the password. They have a list this morning of the top most used PIN numbers in Maryland. And I'm like, dang, are we like really this trusting? Number one is 1234. 1234. Like 11% of all four-digit passwords of any PIN number.
Yeah.
Is 1234.
As much as I hate that and that gives me anxiety, I have empathy for those people, because it's like we have to have pins for so many things.
It's true.
So you're hoping just to have something that you're actually going to remember, because how many of us can relate to, like, I don't know what my password is for this thing?
There's so many nowadays. Let's keep going, because maybe one of these pins is yours too. Number two is 1111. So
I know multiple people whose passcode for their phones is 1111.
That is so wildly dangerous.
Or it's like, what, you can either do 4-digit or you can do 7-digit, right? And all ones. I have multiple people in my life. 1111111.
I feel like we're kind of cracking the code for people that want to break into things. I feel like we're giving you a cheat sheet. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's T from Annapolis.
T, don't tell me that your PIN number is 1234.
Or 111.
It's not. However, my Amazon PIN is balls 1234.
Wait. Can you say that one more time?
Did we hear you correctly? You said balls?
It is. Yes. Because I locked myself out of the account multiple times, and you can't reuse a password. So that's the next thing I could think of.
Balls.
Wait, T, dare I ask why balls was the word you thought of?
I don't know how to explain it.
We're a family show, so we'll just leave it at that.
But
there we go. Somebody had to add 1234.
Exactly.
We get it.
Exactly. It's frustrating.
Number three most popular password in Maryland, by the way, for pins is 4 zeros in a row.
Okay.
Followed by 1212 is number four.
Yeah.
And number five most popular pin number in Maryland, by the way, 7777.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like a very lucky thing if somebody's draining your bank account. Listen, if those are one of your pins, just know they're wildly overused. Maybe just consider changing them.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
Number three.
A code blue extreme cold alert has been declared in Baltimore City through Thursday due to extremely cold temperatures. Maryland schools have announced another day of delayed openings for today, Wednesday, January 22nd as well. The following school systems will experience two-hour delays. That includes Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. For Queen Anne's County, they will experience a 90-minute delay with morning pre-K activities canceled. I also shared a list that's updating in real time if anything changes on our Facebook page and Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Number two.
JetBlue announced that they now accept Venmo. You still have to go through the motions and choose your flight and everything, but now there's a new option to pay using your Venmo balance. They're doing it to attract more customers, particularly younger ones, they say. It's already available through their website, and then they're also going to add it to their app in the coming months.
Do you keep a Venmo balance?
Not on purpose. It's just when I forget. But if they're like, oh, Venmo will attract younger customers, how about y'all just lower your prices? All right. Okay.
You know what the kids love is Venmo. We'll give them that. And they'll totally love to fly. I guarantee you that was somebody over the age of 60 that came up with that idea. Like, hey, kids, they'll fly more if we give them the Venmo. Like, no.
Number one.
Justin Bieber has clarified some of his recent Instagram activity. The singer appeared to unfollow his wife, Hailey Bieber, at one point on Instagram. But he says that was because his account was hacked. Bieber revealed on Instagram saying, quote, someone went on my account and unfollowed my wife. He quickly refollowed Hailey. The couple has been married since 2018 and welcomed their son, Jack Blues Bieber, in August of last year. In related news, it does look like Justin Bieber possibly is working on new music. McGee kind of confirmed that sometime last year, but a lot of the things that he's been sharing on social media recently include him in the studio.
Do we believe that story?
This music is very deep for this conversation.
I know, sorry. Well,
the vibes are not matching.
I wasn't sure where the vibe was going.
This is not it.
Well, I mean, maybe it is where it's going, though.
That is so sketchy, though. Like, what do you mean someone hacked into your account and unfollowed Hailey? You know what? A lot of weird things are going on Instagram, so I kind of believe him that things people are getting followed and unfollowed that they don't really have control over. So I believe him.
Let me tell you this. If I'm a hacker...
and I hacked Justin Bieber's account.
You have to be a Selena stan. Like, that hacker was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stir up the pot today.
That's what you do. You decided to go unfollow his wife? Of all the things you could have done with Justin Bieber's account, and you just go in there and just haphazardly just unfollow his wife, and like, that's what you want to use your abilities for?
Leave the Biebers alone.
I don't believe it. You don't believe it? No.
I believe it.
I think what happened, and we've all been in this situation before, you know, like,
I think Instagram is hacked right now.
You and your partner, well, there's a lot of something going on.
I think he got hacked.
I think that, like, they got into a fight, and they're like, you know what? Screw you. I'm unfollowing you on Instagram.
No way.
they woke up the next morning.
Too much. They would never. They wouldn't. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Is there anybody listening right now that has a story about a dumb way that you injured yourself? Are you finding that as you're getting older, simple things can somehow make you completely disabled for days, weeks, months by just doing just the simplest task that you could have done easily 10 years ago, not 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm 41 now, and I found that 40 hit, and if I sleep weird, like, I can wake up and my neck can be, like, messed up for, like, a week for no other reason other than I just slept the wrong way.
Yeah.
Y'all, I am literally on the disabled list right now because I tried to pick up my Amazon package the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that heavy. Somehow, in that process of just trying to lift my Amazon package, I ripped my rib.
What?
Like, I literally, like, tore the cartilage in my rib. Just trying to pick up the Amazon package. Nothing other than that. Wasn't that heavy.
Like you went to the doctor and they told you that you ripped it?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what happened. I'm like, what is this pain? And it's been, y'all, it's been, I don't know, 3 weeks now that I did this. It was right after the new year. And I just talked to the doctor. They're like, yeah, you ripped your rib. And I'm like, I ripped my rib?
Ew.
From just picking up an Amazon package?
So it's cartilage. Like, it's some sort of, like, covering that you ripped?
In between. Like, the guts in between or whatever that is. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
It just ripped, but just literally.
And it was just an Amazon box?
Literally just trying to pick up an Amazon box.
Was it cold outside?
Yeah, okay. It was January, so maybe, I don't know.
Like, your body wasn't, like, warmed up and you, like,
I'm just finding,
twisted the wrong way.
I'm just finding, like as I get older, these kind of things are happening more often. Do you find yourself doing things yet? Just 10 years younger. We're like,
no, I mean, I've injured myself in a dumb way, but that wasn't why. I was intoxicated. That's why.
Well, that's,
so I can share that. You know, I think the dumbest way I've injured myself is I was intoxicated in Star Wars Land at Disney World with my husband and a friend of ours. And we were having the best day, and they really get you. I'm telling you, like, it's like Starbucks there, but like bars.
Yeah.
If you're in I can't even think of it. It's been so long since I've been. I think like Hollywood Studios. I'm not even exaggerating. It feels like every 5 feet there's either a bar or like a little stand for you to get alcohol. Right.
Yeah.
So now we're in Star Wars Land, and we realize that we need to get to a completely different park because we want to get into a good spot for the fireworks, and we start booking it, like running through the parks. I don't know what happened. I like somehow tripped. I didn't fall all the way down, but I like tripped, and luckily Garage Boy like had me by the hand, so he kind of caught my fall because he was like holding my hand while we were running.
Yeah.
And I like messed up my ankle very badly, and I had to go to what's it called when you
like the first aid area?
No, I had to like go
urgent
see
care?
A person when I got back.
Because you fell
in
Disney.
I can't think
of
the word right now. What
doctor,
is it called?
Orthopedist?
Like, no. I had to go like once a week. And then like,
oh, physical therapy.
Yes,
yeah.
Y'all. I had to go to physical therapy because I got too drunk at Disney World. That's probably like the dumbest way I've injured myself.
Hey, Mix 106.5, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Sierra.
Sierra, you have a dumb injury for us. We can't be the only ones, right? What happened?
I tore my leg muscle. Taking a longer stride, like a bigger step than normal while out walking my dog because I didn't want to step in a puddle.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's not fair. You were trying to protect yourself and then you end up hurting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
I couldn't lift my leg. So,
so you were just trying to step over a puddle, literally just a normal puddle. And then you did what? You pulled what?
I tore my thigh muscle.
Ow.
Did you have to do any kind of physical therapy or like anything to recoup that leg?
Yeah, physical therapy, and I was off of work for a few weeks.
No, that dang puddle.
Just by stepping over the puddle. See, this is like what we're talking about. And there's probably somebody else listening right now. Like, you hurt yourself in a dumb way. And like, it just shouldn't have been. You're stepping over a puddle. You're picking up your Amazon package, or maybe running through Disney drunk.
Sorry. Don't regret it. It was the best day ever. This is Sarah on 2 over in Parkville.
Sarah, you have a dumb injury. What happened?
Hello. So mine's more on the line of what happened with Jess.
Yeah.
I decided it was a great idea to throw myself a divorce party.
Love that.
So I did that. And it was a pool party, so it was great. And I thought it was a great idea to run from my aunt. And you know how, like, driveways have, like, the part that's, like, a little sloped?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I was running down that, tripped over my feet, and my head went boop off the asphalt.
Oh, God.
On the street, so I got a concussion.
No.
Oh, no.
Not at your divorce party?
Not divorce party. Is that, like, was that ominous? Would that be an ominous sign if you harm yourself at your own divorce party? I'd be a little concerned, you know?
Look, you know what? I had fun. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I love that for you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Dawn's in Columbia. Dawn, do you have a dumb injury for us?
I have a really dumb one. When I was 15, I was really excited. We were setting up Christmas, and I was hopping around the house, and I broke my foot.
You're lying. You were joyfully hopping because you were filled with holiday cheer, and then you broke your foot?
Yes.
No, that's not fair.
Did you have to go to the doctor and everything? Like, I'm assuming you had to do the whole...
I had a cast and everything.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Not jumping for joy because of Christmas. Not jumping for joy injuries over
That's
here.
That's not fair.
Damn. How old were you at the point, too? How old was this?
15.
A kid? You were a kid, too. You That's were a kid. I was like, now maybe, but wow. Okay. All right. There she goes. Dawn, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have another text that said, I sprained my wrist, quote, taking care of myself. If you know what I mean, I don't. I don't know what you mean. I don't even know how that's literally possible. These are the dumb injuries we're talking about.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
All right, a few things you need to know about our show. Number one, Maryland-based. Broadcasting every morning right out of Mount Washington, right? That's it. I didn't have a two. I just realized. You need to know that, though. We're a very Maryland show.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're here, we're brainstorming ideas of, like, what can we do to create a very Maryland radio segment? We came up with this really silly idea years ago, and somehow it's lasted the test of time. Jess, what is this?
This is our taste test segment where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And the reason why we do that is because when we moved here almost 5 years ago, we had never tried Old Bay. I'm from California and Kramer is from Georgia. And so since we've been here, it's kind of become, the segment has become bigger and bigger and bigger. And we tried a lot of random things. What we have found out is you cannot put Old Bay on anything. But what's been a lot of fun is actually discovering Old Bay is pretty cool with stuff that you wouldn't think it would go well with, but it does.
So Charlotte, who's been working behind the scenes with us, was supposed to bring in, because today is National Clam Chowder Day.
Yeah.
And what'd you tell us? What was the first idea was obviously to do clam chowder, but we couldn't do it. Why?
Because my dad finished it.
That is such dad core.
And
I
he
was
definitely
laughing so
ate
much.
It cold too.
But to his defense, like, you told us yesterday during the show that you could bring some, right? And so he didn't know. He didn't know that you wanted to share. He was just thinking
his fault.
There's leftover clam chowder.
Exactly. Why wouldn't he?
So we pivoted. This week is actually National Cheese Week as well. You could have brought in Swiss, American, even Kraft Singles, I feel like would have been appropriate. Charlotte said, don't worry, I got the cheese taken care of. What did you bring in today?
Blueberry vanilla cheese.
Naturally. It is so fancy.
What is
it? It's like the fanciest cheese I've ever seen. Blueberry vanilla goat cheese. It's like...
It's goat cheese? So it's blueberry vanilla goat cheese.
Yes, sorry.
You couldn't make that more specific of exactly what we're going to do this week. Do you want to try it just in general to see what the hell that tastes like?
Sure.
I can't even like...
I tried a little bit. It was kind of sweet. I don't know if I loved it.
Without just plain... Here goes I have it on like a little cracker. This is so fancy.
So this is definitely the fanciest cheese I've ever had.
Charcuterie.
Get it?
Hour.
Because your name is Charlotte. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. This is blueberry vanilla.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It was very crumbly when I was cutting it.
It's always bad when she spits it out. She rarely has to spit it out. And we have to do a whole other segment with this.
It's not about... That has nothing
Charlotte
to do with you, Charlotte.
She was so proud of herself for this cheese.
I think it was... It's just kind of... I wasn't like prepared.
Charlotte's never going to forgive.
I forget that goat cheese. It's kind of like more of like on the sour vibes.
Yeah, it's...
It is honestly, I think maybe I took two. It's like I got all cheese, so.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to spend the rest of the show telling Charlotte we're not mad at her because she's so sensitive. By you spitting that cheese out, you just put a rip in the whole
system.
She knows
I'm obsessed with her, but this, I just don't like this kind of. I'm more of a mild cheddar girl. So, but then again, this is a world I've never known, you know, I'm not used to this, you know, fancy cheese. I just need, maybe I need to expand my palate, but I'm going to put Old Bay on this, blueberry vanilla goat cheese.
You can't spit it out this time. You can't spit it out twice in one segment. All right. Here goes Jess. And is blueberry vanilla goat cheese to bay or not to bay? Here we go. The most awkward.
ASMR.
Eating ever.
That's not it.
No? Tell us. No. Tell us. Come back. What?
It's like, I think it's just like too sour for the Old Bay. So putting the Old Bay on it was like not it. It was like doing a cheese a disservice. I feel like maybe the cheese is probably good. Maybe on like some bread. It's so soft. Like maybe there needs to be like a fluffier bread or
something. In a salad?
Yes.
Maybe?
Oh God. Like a springtime salad.
That's the key.
That's where this cheese belongs. But pairing with Old Bay, definitely not.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.